Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Studies Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into a topic that is absolutely packed with exam marks, business location. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final polish before your exam, this episode will give you everything you need to feel confident walking into that exam hall. By the end of today, you'll know the four key factors that influence where a business chooses to locate. You'll be able to apply them to different business types and, crucially, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for when they set questions on this topic. We'll also run through some common mistakes students make, and I'll test you with a quick-fire quiz at the end. So grab a pen, maybe a highlighter, and let's get started. So let's start with the big question. Why does location matter? Well, think about it this way. A business that opens in the wrong place could face sky-high costs, struggle to find workers, or simply have no customers walking through the door. Location is one of the most important strategic decisions a business can make. And once you've signed a lease or bought a building, it's not easy to change. That's why examiners love this topic. It links to operations, finance, marketing, and human resources all at once. Now, the four main factors you need to know are costs, proximity to market, labor, and raw materials. Let's go through each one in detail. Factor one, costs. This is all about the financial burden of a particular location. The main costs to think about are rent or mortgage payments, business rates, which are a local tax on commercial properties, and utility costs like electricity, gas, and water. In general, city center locations are significantly more expensive than out-of-town or rural locations. For example, a small independent cafe renting premises on Oxford Street in London might pay tens of thousands of pounds per month, whereas the same size cafe in a market town in the north of England might pay a fraction of that. Examiners want you to explain how costs affect the business, not just say it's expensive. So you might say, higher rent in a city center location would increase the business's fixed costs, reducing its profit margin unless it can generate sufficient additional revenue from the higher footfall. Factor two, proximity to market. That means how close the business is to its customers. For retail businesses, shops, restaurants, cafes, being close to customers is often the most important factor. High footfall, which means lots of people walking past, directly increases the chance of sales. Think about why supermarkets locate near residential areas, or why fast food outlets cluster near train stations and shopping centers. But proximity to market matters for other businesses too. A delivery company needs to be close to the areas it serves to keep delivery times short and transport costs low. Online businesses are a slightly different case. They can serve customers anywhere, so their location decision is driven more by costs and labor than by proximity to customers. Factor three, labor. Every business needs workers, and the availability and cost of labor varies hugely by location. A business requiring highly skilled workers, say a software company or a financial services firm, will tend to locate near universities or in major cities where there's a large pool of educated workers. On the other hand, a business needing large numbers of semi-skilled or unskilled workers might locate in an area of higher unemployment where wages are lower and recruitment is easier. For example, many large distribution warehouses and logistics centers are located in the East Midlands, places like Corby and Daventry, partly because of good transport links, but also because of the available local workforce. Examiners will give credit for explaining the link between labor availability, wage costs, and the impact on the business's overall cost base. Factor four, raw materials and suppliers. This factor is most relevant to manufacturing businesses. If a business uses heavy, bulky, or perishable raw materials, it makes sense to locate close to the source of those materials to minimize transport costs and time. Historically, this is why the steel industry developed in Sheffield, close to coal and iron ore deposits, and why fishing industries grew in coastal towns. Today, a food manufacturer might locate close to farms to ensure fresh ingredients arrive quickly and cheaply. Being close to key suppliers also reduces the risk of supply chain disruption. Examiners will reward candidates who can explain the specific link between raw material, proximity, and cost reduction or operational efficiency. Now, here's something really important to remember. Different businesses will prioritize different factors. A retail business cares most about proximity to market. A manufacturing business cares most about raw materials and costs. A tech startup cares most about labor. Examiners love to give you a business scenario and ask you to explain which location factors are most relevant. So always read the context carefully and tailor your answer. One more thing worth mentioning. The rise of e-commerce and remote working has changed location decisions for many businesses. An online retailer doesn't need a prime high street location. It needs a large, affordable warehouse with good transport links. A digital marketing agency might not need a city center office at all. Always consider whether the context in the question involves a traditional or digital business, right? Let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip one, always apply your answer to the specific business in the question. Examiners call this application. If the question is about a bakery, don't just write about location factors in general. Say for a bakery, proximity to market is important because customers are likely to make impulse purchases. So being located in a busy high street or near a supermarket would increase footfall and sales. That kind of specific, contextualized answer is what earns the higher marks. Tip two, for explain questions, use a chain of reasoning. State the factor, explain the mechanism, and link it to the impact on the business. A useful structure is, because of the business will, which means, for example, because labor costs are lower in areas of high unemployment, the business will be able to pay lower wages, which means its operating costs will be reduced, improving its profit margin. Tip three, for longer evaluate or justify questions, you need to weigh up factors against each other and reach a judgment. Don't just list all four factors, pick the most important one for that specific business and explain why it outweighs the others. Examiners award marks for reasoned judgment, not just for listing. Common mistake. One, candidates often confuse proximity to market with transport links. They're related, but different. Proximity to market is about being close to customers. Transport links are about how easily goods and people can move to and from the location. Make sure you're clear on the distinction. Common mistake. Two, vague statements like, it's a good location, or it would help the business do not earn marks. You must explain the mechanism, why it helps, how it affects costs, revenue, or operations. Common mistake. Three, forgetting to consider both sides for evaluation questions. If a question asks, to what extent is proximity to market the most important location factor, you must consider when it is the most important and when other factors might be more significant. Time for your quick fire quiz. I'll ask the questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question one, name the four main factors that influence business location. The answer is costs, proximity to market, labor, and raw materials. Question two, what type of business is most likely to prioritize proximity to raw materials? A manufacturing business, especially one using heavy or bulky materials. Question three, give one example of a cost a business must consider when choosing a location. Any of rent, business rates, utility costs, or transport costs. Question four, why might a tech company choose to locate in a city rather than a rural area? To access a large pool of skilled, educated workers, often near universities. Question five, what is footfall and why does it matter? Footfall is the number of people passing a location. High footfall increases the chance of customers entering the business, which can boost sales. Brilliant work getting through today's episode. Let's do a super quick recap. Business location is influenced by four key factors: costs, including rent, rates, and utilities; proximity to market, being close to customers; labor, the availability and cost of workers; and raw materials, being close to suppliers and inputs. Remember, different businesses prioritize different factors depending on their type and size. Always apply your answers to the specific business in the question. Use a clear chain of reasoning, and for evaluation questions, make a justified judgment about which factor is most important. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!